Hi, I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for that introduction, and thank you for joining me on another weekday meditation. One of the things that we love about sharing these is it's such a wonderful time to be able to encourage and walk people through times of quietude and solitude, and the opportunity to let just a little more Scripture get inside of our soul and do what only it can do. I remind you today that Scripture cuts into our soul deeper than anything else, in that it is God's living, breathing word that sharpens us, and it is there to guide us, direct us, protect us, and correct us. And so today I want to take you over to the 119th Psalm and listen to what Eugene Peterson translates in the Message. Be good to your servant, God. Be as good as your word. Train me in good common sense. I am thoroughly committed to living your way. Before I learned to answer you, I wandered all over the place. But now I'm in step with your word. You are good and the source of good. Train me in your goodness. The godless spread lies about me, but I focus my attention on what you are saying. My friend, listen, today as we prepare for our time of meditation, I invite you to join me in this prayer. Lord, would you give me great wisdom? Would you give me common sense? Would you let my voice and my attitude and my actions reflect you, and that those around me would notice that you are doing a work in my life? So let's prepare to hear from the Lord. And as we do, let's find a place of quietude, find a place of solitude. Let's ask the Lord to give us peace for this day. Let's ask the Lord to give us common sense and power for this day. And let's allow the Lord to give us direction, as the psalmist wrote, that we might be in step with his word. And to do so, we need clear, godly direction. So to do so, let's start off by taking a couple of deep breaths and allowing that life-giving breath to overwhelm you and let your soul kind of set yourself apart from the busyness of the day and just hear from God. And when you force that air out, force it out, and then let that seem as though you are literally have taken in a wondrous fragrance and you can push everything bad out of your soul. Let's breathe. And let's breathe again. Friend, in this time of meditation, I want to allow you to have all the time you need for quietude and for solitude. Listen for the voice of God as he offers to you power and peace just for this day, to just get you from here until the evening, and then ask the Lord for direction in every step, every attitude, every action, every word, and then he will hear and listen for his answer. I'll mind the time, and I'll be back in just a few moments. And what a wonderful time it is to each day train our souls with an expectancy to hear from God. I cannot tell you how much I believe in the power of expectancy in our lives when our soul longs to hear from God, our Creator. Listen to that text again. Be good to your servant, God. Be as good as your word. Train me in good common sense. My friend, go in the word and in good common sense this day. God bless you. I'll see you back tomorrow on another weekday meditation.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.